Last week on the Let the Bible Speak program, we answered the question, can we understand the Bible alike? Many people are convinced that they cannot understand the Bible, especially understand it alike. And we studied last week that in fact, it is possible to understand the Bible alike. And we noticed, first of all, it is possible because of the nature of God. He is perfect in every way, and His Word is not confusing. He does not try to confuse man. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 33, is not a God of confusion, but of peace. Secondly, we notice that we can understand the Bible because of the nature of Scripture. Every Scripture is inspired of God, or God-breathed. 2 Timothy 3:16. It is perfect. Psalm 19, verse 7. There is nothing in the Word of God that is confusing or hard to understand. And then number three, we can understand the Bible alike because of the nature of mankind himself. We're made in the image of God, Genesis 1:27. And God knows how to communicate with his own creation, and we can understand the Word of God. We looked at many passages in the Bible that tell us that we can, in fact, understand the Word of God. Paul said, "Be not foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is," Ephesians 5:17. And we also noticed some things that were essential to understanding the Bible. We must have a desire or a will to know God's Word, John 7, verse 17. We need to be willing to hear all things that Jesus says, Acts chapter 3, verse 22. We need to be willing to let someone who has experience guide us in the Word of God, Acts chapter 8, verses 30 through 31. We need to have a readiness of mind to search and examine the Scriptures like the Bereans did, Acts 17, verse 11. We need to give diligent attention to reading the Word of God, 1 Timothy 4:13 and 2 Timothy 2:15. And we need to add to our knowledge and constantly be growing in the Word of God and learning and studying and adding to our knowledge. Hebrews 5:14, 2 Peter 1:5, and 2 Peter 3, verse 18. Yes, we can understand God's Word, and we can understand it alike. In fact, God expects us to understand His Word in order to be saved and to be united with Christ and other Christians. This morning, then, we want to examine the second part of our study, and that is why it is that many people do not understand the Bible alike. Many people are convinced that they cannot understand the Bible when, in fact, they can. But it is reality that many people do not understand the Bible alike. It's not God's fault. It's not the Bible's fault. It's not the nature of man. It is the way a person approaches the Word of God. Some want to just remain ignorant. Some want to promote false teaching. Some are fine to promote division, religious division. There's thousands of religious groups in the world today. If we can understand the Bible, we can understand it alike. If two people properly understand what God says on a matter, they will agree. If one or both misunderstand what God says, they will disagree. So the problem is not with the Bible. The problem is with us. Do we understand God's Word or do we misunderstand God's Word? Why is it that many people do not understand the Bible alike? It's not because it's impossible. It's because of how those individuals are approaching the Word of God. Can we understand a parent when they give us instructions? Of course we can. Can we understand a teacher when they give us instructions? Of course we can. A boss, an employer, a police officer, and on and on and on. We can understand when individuals give us instructions and written instructions. We can certainly understand God when He gives us His written instructions. If we can understand the Bible at all, we can understand it alike. Now, we may misunderstand the Bible, and if we do, often we misunderstand it differently. But we do not understand the Bible differently. We misunderstand the Bible differently. So this morning in our Let the Bible Speak program, and we're glad that you've joined us, we want to look at why it is that many people do not understand the Bible properly. And it's because they have different attitudes and different approaches toward the Bible. And these attitudes and approaches keep them from properly understanding the Word of God. The first one that I'd like to talk about this morning is a sense of a hardened heart, a person who has dull ears and closed eyes. I'm not talking about physically, but I'm talking about spiritually, where they come to the Bible and they already do not want to fully understand and do and obey the Word of God. They've already got their mind made up in some kind of way, or their heart is hardened in some kind of way, and they just simply do not want the Word of God. Jesus speaks about this after talking about the parable of the sower. And he talks about how the seed is the Word of God and it falls on different hearts of men. And some people don't want it and some do. But in Matthew chapter 13 and verse 14, Jesus quotes from the prophet Isaiah, "By hearing you shall hear and shall in no wise understand." People can physically hear the Word of God, but they do not understand it. "And seeing you shall see and shall in no wise perceive. For this people's heart is grown gross," or dull, hard, "and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest haply they should perceive with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should turn again, and I should heal them." You see, some people are dull of hearing. Their eyesight spiritually is dull. They just don't want to learn and obey. They don't have that willpower, John chapter 7, verse 17. They don't have the readiness of mind like the Bereans did in Acts chapter 17 and verse 11. They're not searching the Scriptures and studying to see if they can be approved of God. 2 Timothy 2, verse 15, giving diligence. They're not doing any of that, you see. They have dull ears and closed eyes, and their heart is hardened. And why? Look at verse 13. "And should turn again, and I should heal them." They don't want to turn to God for spiritual healing. So one thing that keeps people from understanding the Word of God is a hard heart, dull ears, and closed eyes. Another thing that keeps people from following and understanding the Word of God is that they're more interested in following men who in fact are blind guides. If you turn over a couple of chapters from Matthew 13, turn over to Matthew 15, there were religious Jewish people in Jesus' day, and they claimed to love God and that type of thing, but they were simply following the traditions of the religious individuals, the religious teachers of the day. And Jesus says in Matthew 15 and verse 3, "Why do you transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition?" And in verse 9, "In vain do you worship me, teaching as their doctrines the precepts of men." Verse 8, "This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as their doctrines the precepts of men." You see, they're worshiping, but it's a vain or empty worship, because they were following, their worship was based upon the teachings and doctrines of men. And we have that a lot today, friends. That's why we have so many different confusing and contradictory religions, denominations, even in this town, in this county, in this state, teaching contradictory kinds of things. There's some things they teach that are the same and that are similar, but there's a lot of other contradictory things. Part of it is it's the teachings of men, instead of coming straight out of Scripture. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Stay away from these individuals." He said, "Leave them alone, these religious teachers. Leave them alone. They are blind guides. If the blind," that's the teachers, "guide the blind," that's the people, "both shall fall into a pit." And so many people just want to blindly follow the influence of their parents, religious creeds or doctrines of men, personal feelings and emotions, my favorite preacher and pastor, my favorite reverend or whatever, maybe a TV evangelist or some religious author who's written a number of books, and we just blindly follow those individuals, and a lot of what they say sometimes just does not come from the Word of God. And then when we turn in our Bible, we can't understand our Bible because we have already been following what man has said. So we've got to be very careful about that kind of thing. Sometimes people do not follow the Word of God because of blatant infidelity. They do not understand or follow or study or learn from the Word of God because of blatant infidelity. They just do not believe. They are unbelievers. And there were some Jews in Jesus' day who just simply did not want to believe that Jesus was the Christ. They had their mind made up that their Messiah would be some other kind of man, maybe a man that was a political leader, a very powerful leader that could help them fight against the Romans, not this meek and humble Jesus of Nazareth, and they didn't want him. And so look at John chapter 5 and verse 39. You search the Scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and these are they which bear witness of me. And you will not come to me that you may have life. You see, just blatant unbelief and disobedience. You will not come to me. Well, let's look at the problem that it caused. You will not come to me that you may have life. I receive not glory from men, but I know you that you have not the love of God in yourselves. I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. How can you believe who receive glory one of another, and the glory that cometh from the only God you seek not? Think not that I came to accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, on whom you have set your hope. For if you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote of me. But if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words? There are some who just simply would not come to Jesus. Stephen preached to some Jews, and it's not just Jews, it's Jews in these examples that I'm reading from, but it could be others today. Many people, they just don't want to come to Jesus. But in Acts chapter 7, when Stephen was preaching to a group of Jews, we find there that they closed their ears. You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart, you do always resist the Holy Spirit as your fathers did, so do you. And they stopped their ears. They didn't want to listen to what Stephen preached, and they stoned Stephen to death. They got rid of the preacher. And so we're certainly not going to understand the Word of God with blatant unbelief and infidelity. And it, again, like I said, it's not just simply the Jews, but Gentiles, non-Jews. There are places in the book of Acts, for example, in Acts chapter 19, we're looking at Greeks in the city of Ephesus, and many of them did not want to listen to the preaching of Paul about Jesus Christ. In Acts chapter 17, there were Greeks in the city of Athens. Some of them did not want to come to Jesus. They mocked when Paul preached. And so it could be anyone, Greeks, Romans, Jews of the first century, and of course, all kinds of people today just simply do not want Jesus. Blatant infidelity or unbelief. Another reason why some people do not understand the Bible alike is because they have already accepted the religious division that exists today. And they don't feel like they need to study the Word of God in order to be unified with other religious groups. And they're simply going to accept the particular religious denomination that they're in, even though it may not match up with what the Scripture teaches. But we need to remember that Jesus prayed for unity, and it's based upon His Word. John 17, verses 20 and 21, neither for these also do I pray, but for them also that believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, even as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that thou didst send me. He prays for his disciples that they would be one through, prays for the world that they would be one through the word of the apostles, his word that he gave them. And so unity is based upon the words of Jesus. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10, there was division in the church at Corinth, and Paul rebuked them for that. He told them to be of the same mind and of the same judgment. We don't just simply need to accept religious division as a status quo and be fine with that. We need to get out of any religious man-made group and come simply be a New Testament Christian based upon the New Testament word. And that might mean leaving behind religious division and doctrine and basing our life on the one or unified teaching of God's Word. Paul said in Ephesians 4 and verse 4, there is one body, that's the Lord's church. There is one Spirit, the Holy Spirit, who gives one message, even as you were called in one hope of your calling, that's the hope of heaven. One Lord, Jesus. One faith, that's the body of teaching found in the New Testament Scripture. One baptism, that's baptism in water for remission of sins, Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. And so the seven ones of the Apostle Paul, we need to be united. And if we're in a religious group that is just simply divided with what we read in the New Testament, we need to be willing to give up that. But the particular religious denomination that people are in often keeps them from understanding the Bible. Do you know another reason that comes to my mind is that some people just simply do not love the truth. They do not love the truth. In 2 Thessalonians, the Apostle Paul talks about this. There are those who would rather follow what the devil teaches, would rather follow what the world teaches, would rather follow what man says, and it causes a lot of problems in their lives. And Paul writes in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 10, and with all deceit of unrighteousness for them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God sendeth them a working of error, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be judged who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So there are people who do not love the truth. There are people who do not believe the truth. And some of it is because they're deceived, and some of it is because they had pleasure in unrighteousness. And so we've got to be very careful about that kind of thing. We just like the way we live. We like the sinful world around us. And, you know, I don't understand the Bible. No, it's because I'm wanting to live a certain worldly way, and I don't have a love for truth in order to come out of that and be right with God. So what about you, friend? What about me? Do I love the truth? And do I love God more than anything in order to come and follow His Word? You know, some do not see the Bible alike. They do not understand the Bible alike because they spend all their time arguing about things that are outside the Bible rather than about things that are in the Bible. A lot of times people will find out that I'm a preacher or a minister, and they'll ask some religious related question, but it's not anything that is in the Word of God. And they don't want to actually talk about what's in the Word of God because they might have to read it and study it and learn it and obey it. They want to just talk about everything but the Bible. And actually, Paul talks about this kind of thing in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 4. He says, neither give heed to fables, that's false stories, endless genealogies, where we came from, who we're related to, which minister questionings rather than a dispensation of God, which is in faith. A lot of questions, but it's not a dispensation of God or a stewardship of God, which is in faith. It's not something which is related to the faith of Scripture. It's just a bunch of questionings. And we need to be very careful about that kind of thing. Look at chapter 4. And verse 7, chapter 4, verse 7. Paul said to be nourished in the words of the faith and of the good doctrine which thou hast followed unto now, but refuse profane and old wives' fables. There are things that are false, they're not true, and we need to be spending our time nourished in the words of the faith and of the good doctrine which thou hast followed. And so notice it's in contrast to, again, the Word of God, these false fables. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 4. We have the same kind of thing. Some will turn away their ears from the truth and turn aside unto fables. Fables, things that are false. They don't want the truth. What about Titus chapter 1 and verse 14. Titus chapter 1 verse 14. For which cause reprove them sharply that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men who turn away from the truth. So false stories, and we've got to be very careful about that kind of thing. And it may have a religious background. It may have something that kind of sounds biblical, but it's not that kind of thing. You know, some people argue about what kind of fruit did Adam and Eve eat. They ate of the fruit of the tree, but we're not told. We don't know if it was an apple. A lot of times you'll see that in a picture. We don't know if it was an apple or some other kind of fruit, but people argue about that kind of thing. Moses met God in the burning bush in Exodus chapter 3. Well, what kind of a bush was it? Well, we're not told. People like to speculate and argue about all kinds of things that are not in the Word of God, and rather than taking time to study what is in the Word of God. We're told in John chapter 3 that Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. Well, we're not told why he came to Jesus by night, and people speculate about that, and they're concerned about that kind of thing, and they wonder about that kind of thing, but we're not told. We just simply need to follow what is in the Word of God. So it's very important to simply follow the teaching of the Word of God, what is found in the Word of God, and not be arguing about things that are not in the Word of God. Arguing outside of revealed truth will get us nowhere. And so we need to remember that kind of thing. Friend, do you want to know what is in the Word of God, or do you just spend time looking at those things outside of the Word of God? What are the reasons why people do not see the Word of God alike? Well, let's continue looking at least two more reasons that we might give. One is, in addition to what we've already looked at, some are unlearned. And that's fine for a while. There are people who have not had contact with the Word of God, and they come in contact with it, and they haven't learned a whole lot. But some can learn, and they choose not to. And Peter talks about those who are unlearned and unstable. They twist the Scriptures. Turn with me to 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3, where this problem is mentioned there. People twist the Word of God. They make it say what it doesn't really say. They make it say what they want it to say, and that's twisting the Scriptures. Well, what causes that? Well, Peter says, wherein some things are hard to be understood, which the ignorant, the unlearned, and unsteadfast twist, as they do also the other Scriptures, unto their own destruction. Verse 18 says, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord. But some people don't want to grow. They don't want to study. They would rather remain ignorant and unlearned. And then unsteadfast. They're not steadfast in truth. They're not steadfast in what the Word of God says. And they'll just take up with any old doctrine that's presented, any old thing that is mentioned. They'll go along with that. And they end up twisting the Word of God. They might use different Bible study rules than should be used. They might not make a distinction between various parts of the Bible or who's speaking in the Bible. And they don't critically look at the context, what is above the verse and what is below the verse. And they twist the Scriptures. And it's really because they're not interested in truth. They just go with whatever is passing at the time. Turn to Ephesians chapter 4. Notice what Paul says there. Paul says in Ephesians 4, verse 14, that we may be no longer children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind or doctrine, that's of man, every wind or doctrine by the sleight of men in craftiness after the wiles of error, but speaking truth in love may grow up in all things into him. And so some are tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind or doctrine, by the sleight of men, kind of like the sleight of hand with a card trick, in craftiness after the wiles of error. People do not identify error properly. They think it's truth when it's really error. It tricks them. And so people end up twisting the scripture because they're not learned. They're not stable. It's like tossed around by a violent wind. And then last of all, some people do not understand the Bible, and they do not understand it alike because of unwillingness to stay within God's revelation. They don't simply want to stay with God's Word. They go with things that are outside the Bible, man-made tradition, so-called latter-day revelation. And so we have all kinds of problems. Different religions claim that they have a prophet and an angel spoke to them, to their prophet, and their prophet wrote things down in a book, and it's not the Bible, but it's something from God. And we have that kind of thing going on in all kinds of religions. And so when they open up the Bible, they don't understand it properly. John talks about those who go onward and abide not in the teaching of Christ. They want something in addition to the Word of God. John talks about in Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 and 19, those who take away from the Word of God and those who add to the Word of God. So unwillingness to stay within God's revealed Word, the Bible, then we're certainly not going to understand the Bible properly. Yes, we can understand God's Word, friends, and we can understand it alike. But if a person has a hard heart, dull ears, closed eyes, he's not going to understand God's Word. If he follows men as blind guides, just simply following the way he was raised or traditions or, the church that he grew up in, he may not understand the Bible properly. Blatant infidelity or unbelief, someone who just does not want to come to Jesus. Accepting religious division and being fine with a particular religion that is not in the Word of God. No love for truth. No love for truth. Arguing outside of revealed truth. Unlearned, unstable, tossed about by every wind of doctrine, you see. And unwillingness to stay within God's revelation. We certainly cannot understand the Bible alike when we have these things in our lives. Friends, we need to remove these attitudes and these dispositions. God expects us to understand His Word, and He expects us to understand it and be unified upon it so that we can be saved and go to heaven with Him and be with Him. If we can assist you in doing that, if we can help you to study God's Word, let's sit down together. Contact us. We mentioned the information on the program at the beginning, at the end, the phone numbers, the email, the website, the church building address. Please contact us so that we can study God's Word together and we can be united on what He says and we can be the Christians that God would have us to be. If we can help you do that, please contact us. Thank you for listening this morning and have a good day.